Conrad Higgins has got in touch, and this is an interesting suggestion, and he suggests actually Tom might have a perspective on this as the geographer slash person talking about public health, but we won't put you on the spot, Tom, don't worry. Conrad says, "Hi, Naked Scientists. I've often wondered whether it would be possible to eliminate the common cold by stockpiling food and water in every household and then everyone spending a week or 10 days or so in their home with only essential workers allowed out and those equipped with masks to prevent spread or infection. Given the number of lost days per person per year from colds, wouldn't this be an economically good thing, or would we just get reinfected from animals and stuff in a few years like pigs and birds with the flu?" So who's in favour of every time we experience a cold, we just isolate ourselves in the middle of nowhere until we get better? What do you think, Richard?
Well, it does drive me mad when you're in work and someone comes in with a streaming cold and then infects everyone else. So, yeah, I'm in favour. I don't think it would work because you've got cold viruses just everywhere. You'd have to disinfect the world.
Emily?
I mean, I don't know the lifetime of the virus, but presumably they can outlast being outside of a human body for a while. But I completely agree. You can usually trace it back to a particular person that sneezed 2 weeks ago and then everyone got the cold afterwards. So it is quite annoying.
Yeah, I knew people at work like that. I mean, it's based on sort of sound mathematical principles, though, isn't it? Because when I was in South Africa, I was talking to a gentleman there who runs an antenatal clinic for people who are in the poorer end of society. And South Africa is an unusual country because it has a big problem with HIV, but it also has a lot of money and therefore can spend that money on drugs for HIV. So you tend to have a very high number of people in the population who have HIV who are treated. So he said perhaps 50% of the young women coming to antenatal clinic in his clinic have HIV. It's a dramatically high number. But he said to me, look, if you could stop the entire world having sex for 3 months, actually HIV would completely vanish, because most of the transmissions that occur are when people are first infected and they're really, really infectious because they have no immune response to the virus. They've got very high levels of the virus in their bloodstream, and that's when they're most likely to pass it on. The point Conrad's making, it seems a bit facetious, let's isolate ourselves, but actually it does have a sound mathematical point, and taken to an extreme with a virus like HIV, you could actually potentially knock it on the head. But we know for a fact that that's just not going to happen because no one's going to do that. But interesting, all the same. Thank you for the email, Conrad.